Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve, thank you so much for joining Ray and I once again. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing very, very well. So, obviously, Steph goes for the 50 last night. He talked about first couple shots coming out of his hand. He was feeling good. He thought it might be an exciting night. When do you get that feeling? When are the data points coming back to you that strap in, we got Curry doing something extra special this evening?
Yeah, I think last night was one of those nights where I agree with Steph, like two shots in, you're kind of thinking, all right, this could be a big night, especially because he has not shot the ball that well, you know, to his standards over the last few games. And so, you know, he's so competitive on so many levels that you kind of know, you can sense it, that, you know, if he hasn't played up to his standards or shot the ball to his standards, he's going to come out looking to get hot. And that's what happened last night. I think he scored our first 10 or 12 points, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, I got to give Trae Young an awful lot of credit, because he came out, I think the two of them like kind of squinted at each other before they tipped that game off and said, all right, let's do it. Let's put on a little bit of a show. Let's kind of have a little measuring contest between the two of us. And nothing brings out the best in a world-class athlete quite like competition. And I think Steph was interested in showing Trae Young, the young pup, what the old dog could still do.
Yeah, when I say Steph's competitive on a lot of different levels, that's kind of what I mean. You know, he finds ways to motivate himself. And it's not fake, you know, it's real. Like he wants to win a championship, he wants to beat the best teams, he wants to let other players in the league know that he's still got it. You know, he's going to take on the challenge, whether it's, you know, LeBron or one of the best players in the league, or, you know, a younger guy like Trae, who's up and coming, who, you know, maybe is following in Steph's footsteps. All that stuff factors in, and it's one of the reasons Steph is as great as he is. He goes so far beyond just the skill. It's the competitive desire and the belief in himself that can follow through on that competitiveness.
In what ways do games like last night change the way you coach a game? I mean, when you say you saw Steph, you know, get into his rhythm early, do you have to do anything as a coach to make it sort of clear to everybody else, is this is one of those nights where, you know, he'll be carrying the heavy end of the piano. You just try to keep up with him. Or do you do that at all and just let it happen organically?
No, I learned that my first year, a couple of months in, I learned that you just don't even say anything to Steph regarding, you know, the shot making or the shot taking. You know, once in a while, maybe, you know, if he's struggling, I might say something. But, you know, when he's going, I don't question any shot that he takes. And that was the biggest step for me to take, because as a coach, because that first year, and I think I've told you guys this before, you know, he was taking shots that in my basketball blood, you know, every coach I ever had would have had a heart attack, you know, watching those shots. And so I had to get over what was instilled into my brain about what was a good shot, what was a bad shot. And with Steph, you have to understand, part of what makes him so powerful is the fact that he's going to steal the ball at midcourt and pull up from 40 feet. And even if he misses, there's just this fear factor for the opponent and an excitement factor with the crowd that you can't coach better than that. You know what I mean? Like there's sort of an intangible that comes with him that's just incredible to watch. And as a coach, you have to allow that to happen. Can't get in the way.
Is there anything that you tell the other players on the floor at any point? Or do you just assume that they understand that this is one of those nights and he gets the greener light than he normally gets? Is there anything you have to do with anybody else then if you don't get involved with Stephen Curry?
No. And Draymond, you know, Draymond is the leader out there. He's, on the few somebody takes a shot other than Steph when Steph is cooking, you know, other than a great shot, obviously. But, you know, if somebody comes down and launches when Steph is cooking, Draymond will let that player know. So, you know, he's policing things out there, and it's a great dynamic to have that kind of leadership.
It was great to see Andre Iguodala get a night off and then play his next game like he had springs installed in his legs. I thought he was really bouncy last night. Not bad for a guy playing career game number 1,200, Steve.
He was amazing, just as he's been throughout the season. 10 games in, it's so great to have Andre back. I mean, it's just stunning how good he is. And you know, I think it takes a little bit of a mature basketball mind to really see Andre's impact. You can feel it. A lot of people can feel it, but when you watch tape and you see all the little stuff that he does that enables a big play to happen, it's automatic. It's over and over and over again. So just having him back here has been a huge factor in our quick start.
Do you like the fact that he brings up Jordan Poole's not shooting enough free throws and then the next night he's at the line 9 times? That can't be coincidence.
No coincidence. You know, everybody listens to Andre, and he's such a great counterbalance to Draymond. You know, Draymond's going to lead kind of more in your face, and he's going to let you know. And Andre's going to be a little more cryptic, you know, with his messaging, and to have that combination is great because you know, the young players need to learn from these guys, but if you had, you know, 3 or 4 guys in your face all the time, it'd be too much. And so Andre's just really, he's got the right style to impact these guys and to sort of balance out, you know, the tough love that Draymond will offer sometimes.
Little good cop, bad cop working out for you there in the Warriors locker room.
Yeah.
So, again, Andre, 1,200 career games. LeBron and Carmelo are his only contemporaries above that threshold. Only 47 human beings have ever played in that many NBA games. Off the top of your head, Steve, do you know how many NBA games you played in your career?
I don't know, maybe 900?
Very close, 910. Correct, almost. Yeah. We're going to give you a correct on that one. We're going to round it up for you.
I'll take it. That 1,200 is pretty impressive because 910 have left me feeling pretty achy years later. I can't even imagine what 300 more would have done to me.
The last time you guys finished the year with the best defense in the NBA was 2015. Are there any comparisons to be made between the way that team played defense and this one does?
I think you know, the connection that we have defensively, and a lot of that comes down to Draymond, Steph, Andre, you know, they know each other so well that we're constantly communicating and working together as a five-man unit and adding veteran guys, adding Gary Payton, all of that stuff, you know, Wiggins' length and versatility defensively, all that stuff matters. But I would also caution, you know, too much excitement over that. 10 games, you know, you have 10 games in, you have two bad defensive games. You drop from first to ninth. You know, 82 games is an incredible barometer for what a great defense looks like. And that 15 team with Bogut and Draymond on the front line, and then the size in the backcourt, you know, with Clay and Livingston and Andre, that's going to be a tough team to match up to, but we're gonna give it every shot for sure. I love the guys' effort and I love the connection, and we're off to a great start on that end of the floor. But it's going to get a lot tougher as the schedule gets harder.
You used to say this is not the real NBA during the championship runs. This is not how it really works. Are we getting close to imagination land again?
Well, this is how it should be for the Warriors with Steph Curry and Draymond Green leading the way. I mean, this is how it should feel. I think it felt this way the last 20 games of last year. The joy from the crowd, you know, when we got a crowd over the last four or five games, whatever it was, it just feels right. That's the main thing. We've got a team that looks after each other. It's a deep team. There's a lot of weapons, a lot of different options for us as a coaching staff and a group that's really unselfish and connected. So I'm excited for the team, and I'm excited for our fans because I think they're really enjoying watching this group play.
Are you getting excited for the airplane trip on Saturday? Have you had enough home basketball now?
Yeah, two more. I mean, I think eight games is the longest homestand I've ever been a part of, you know, player, coach, GM. It's almost unheard of. So we've navigated it well, you know, after that first loss to Memphis, and we've won five in a row, obviously. And a big part of the messaging during this homestand has been we've got to establish Chase as our home floor, and that we're gonna control our home floor and dominate it. And that's the plan this year. We'll see if we can keep it going, but we're off to a good start.
I remember asking you last year what you thought of per 36 minute stats, and you gave a great answer saying essentially, if you look at JaVale McGee's per 36 minutes, he's in the Hall of Fame, which I thought was a very good perspective to put on the question. Having said that, what do you think of plus minus? Because we see that Curry is number one in the NBA. In second place, it's Bielitsa. And you got Gary Payton II, who is sixth in all of basketball in just a handful of minutes that you give him. How do you interpret plus minus? What stock do you put into it?
I put a lot of stock into it, but I also like to see it play out over a longer period of time. I also know that, you know, some guys we're going to play with our more vulnerable units. For example, you know, if Steph's off the floor, Andre Iguodala is going to be on the floor, and so that we can survive those minutes easier. So the fact that Andre is not second or sixth in the rotation doesn't make me think twice at all about his impact on the game. So there's a lot that goes into that, but I think in general, you know, plus minus over, especially over time with a big sample size, is a good indicator of someone who's fitting in well and making an impact.
This next road trip that starts next week, is that, in your mind, the first genuine test of this roster? Not just the old guys, because they have done this for years, but of Payton, of the two rookies. Is that where, and Jordan Poole, does that look like a litmus test to you, or is it just another four-game road trip in a bunch of them?
Yeah, it's a long season, and I think, you know, what we're trying to do is establish momentum, which we've done, you know, establish a good vibe on the team, which we've done, get off to a good start, you know, with the schedule we've had so that we have a little bit of cushion for when things do get tougher. So all that stuff has clicked. But, you know, we have veterans on this team who understand, just like I do, that over 82 games, stuff's going to happen, you know, and the challenges will come. So we're just enjoying what we're doing right now. We got two more home games before we head out on the road, and we're worried about Minnesota tomorrow and then Chicago Friday, and then when we head out on the road, we'll take stock and see where we are. But I don't think anybody is thinking, at least in on our team and our coaching staff, we're not thinking ahead that far, really.
Steve, my Hoosiers beat Eastern Michigan to give Mike Woodson his first win as a college basketball coach. So I can finally now concentrate on this conversation. Are you ready to start the interview?
It must have been a close game, given that you were sweating it out.
It was closer than I wanted it to be, but Mike is 1-0, and that's good. I only bring that up to bring this up. How much more are we going to see this Golden State Knickerbocker look? Like, aren't those uniforms a little Detroit Piston-ish as well? I like them, but I want to see the Warriors in white or gold at home. I know this isn't your department, so indulge me. What do you think of the Knickerbocker uniforms in that court?
My wife said the exact same thing. Last night when I came home from the game, she watched it on TV. She said, I got a little thrown off when I turned the game on. I thought I was watching the Knicks. And so you're not alone. I don't pay too close attention to all that stuff. I know that we're honoring a past team. I think it was the Philadelphia Warriors that those uniforms date back to, but I don't know. I like our stuff. We got a lot of great colors and a great uniform sets. And I just, other than that, I don't pay too close attention.
But great minds think alike. Yeah. Your wife, myself.
And does the fact that your wife is showing interest mean that you have to start showing interest?
Yeah, maybe that's a good point. I got to start focusing a little bit more on the uniforms.
I mean, you don't want to have to come home to that every night, do you?
No, definitely not. It's usually what I'm wearing, not what the team is wearing. So maybe it's a good thing.
I don't even have to ask. You love this relaxed look, don't you?
Oh, man, it's the best. Especially going out on the road and not having to pack three suits and three dress shirts and, you know, dress shoes and all that stuff. Right up my alley. Just one bag. You know, crumple it up and throw it in, and you're done.
Not painfully worried about pocket squares.
Yeah, Mike Brown, on the other hand, is he feels like he's being cheated. You know, with not being able to show off his wardrobe. So, you know, everybody's got a different take on it.
Is coaching etiquette? You cannot outdress the head coach. So, if you're not going suit, he can't rock a suit. Is that the way it goes?
Definitely not. You've seen Mike over the years, he doesn't believe in that coaching etiquette, that's for sure.
Are you afraid that the league might actually revert to suits soon? Because I think they're trying to get as close to normal as they can after the 2 years they've had. Is that something that you guys at least just BS about over beers, that maybe the suits are coming back?
Yeah, I mean, we had a vote on it over the summer, and I think it was about 75-25 in favor of the casual look. And I imagine we'll revisit it again next summer, so who knows? We'll see.
Do you think Eric Spoelstra got to vote his heart, or does Pat Riley put more pressure on his head coach to be pro-suit than anyone in the NBA?
Yeah, it's a good question. Although I'm thinking, Does Belichick have to worry about? I saw what he wore to his game Sunday.
He looked like Ed Grimley.
He looked like who?
Ed Grimley. Remember the old Saturday Night Live character with the pants pulled up to the nipples?
Right. Yeah, he's not too concerned about any of that stuff. So if he's not, then I don't think any of us should be.
Yeah, I think that the only rule he has is pants.
You think that what?
I think his only rule is pants.
Yeah.
It's a good rule for him to follow. Steve, this has been so much fun. It's like we're playing it again, Sam. The Warriors have been such a treat so far. Keep it up as much and as often as you can. Everything about this has been spectacular so far. Good on you. We really appreciate it. Good luck with the rest of this homestand, and we'll talk to you sometime out on the road next week.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.